now,
once again,
it's time
for Ghost Hospital Stories.
Hello, boys and girls. It's your old Uncle Dak once again giving you another disgusting, gross hospital story. I'm going to go back into one of the old files, and I'm going to give you one of the ones I told you a long time ago, because I'll be honest, I didn't expect this show to last this fucking long, and I only have so many things that I found gross. I mean, there's shit that basically I could tell you that's not gross, but it's not that good a story. So I'm going to go back to one of the old ones. This one actually didn't really happen to me. This happened to a friend of mine. He basically delivers garbage. He takes out garbage for a living. And he used to bring...
It's this one.
He used to bring his dog along with him. Now, his dog would basically go everywhere with him.
This is Dylan.
And whenever he would stop off at the dump, he would basically let the dog out, and the dog would run around. Now, he used to drop off hospital waste to pick up the large dumpsters full of, the big Smith Wrights full of a hospital biological waste. That this stuff, some of this stuff is supposed to be actually dealt with in a different way, so I have no idea how the hell it was taken to our local dump, but that just shows you once again what wonderful practices we have here in BC. So
pour it down the drain.
Yep. So he goes there, lets the dog out. The dog comes back, and the dog has got this white shit all over his muzzle. And he's like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck have you been into? But so anyway, he basically takes the dog home, cleans him off. Dog is basically like, just licking his face like normal. Doesn't think anything of it. So he goes to the dump again, and the dog comes back with the same kind of white shit on his face. And he's wondering, what the fuck is the dog getting into? I mean, the first time he thought it was like mayonnaise or something like that. So cleans the dog off and basically sends the, the next time he figures when he goes there, he's going to get out. He's going to follow the dog. He wants to find out, what the fuck is the dog getting into? So he basically gets down there. The dog gets out of the car like a fucking beeline. The dog is basically going someplace. The dog is like wagging his tail the minute they pull up into the dump because he knows he's going to get into something good.
The dog's hooked on crack. He's got the monkey on his back. He's found the shit. He's mainlining.
So the dog goes tearing off, and he basically follows the dog. He's like wondering, where the fuck? And he comes around the corner, and he finds it's one of the dumps for basically the hospital waste. And the dog is getting into the bags of liposuction material.
Okay, that is Fight Club bad.
It's human fat that they have sucked. They have sucked out of some fat ass, and I mean literally sucked out of some fat ass. And his dog is basically lapping this shit up like it's fucking just. It's gummy bears. He loves this shit.
The dog has now had a taste of human flesh and biomatter. It can never go back to being the same. Shoot the dog. And this is coming from the chicken, the resident ALF member, an extremist. Shoot the fucking dog. Cerebus, it's evil. Make it go away.
Now, the worst part is, like, after he cleans the dog off, and he doesn't clean the dog off by hand this time, he takes his hose to clean the dog off.
You get to drink from the fire hose.
and the thing
the
is,
gets exposed to the pressure washer.
He's sitting there. And the dog, his wife comes home, and the dog starts licking his wife's face. And he decides, I don't think I'm going to tell her.
At that point, she's had a taste of human biomatter and flesh. She'll never go back to being the same. Kill her.
We must destroy her. We must destroy the garbage truck, because that garbage truck has had a taste of human flesh and biomatter and will never be the same. We must shoot the fucking garbage truck. Point.
But that's my gross hospital story for the week. Yes, I've told that one before. However, I am really, really happy. I told that one the first time almost a year ago. I had gone camping with a couple of friends. You all know Andrew.
Oh, yes.
Big Andrew.
Andrew is forehead.
A big forehead.
Five
Andrew.
Head. Five head. Because his forehead's
it's
not
more
big
than
enough.
Just a forehead.
it's a five head. I had Andrew gagging. rushing away from the campfire when I told that story, running into the bush so he could upchuck his Smokies.